with SRN News. I'm Keith Peters in Washington. The suspect in a deadly Montana bar shooting that killed four people has been captured after a week-long manhunt.
Authorities say the man suspected of killing four people at a Montana bar is in custody. The capture of the man prompted a lockdown of a neighborhood. 45-year-old Michael Paul Brown was captured 7 days after the August 1st shooting at the Owl Bar in Anaconda. That's about 100 miles from Missoula. Montana authorities have not said what sparked the shooting. Brown served in the Army as an armor crewman and was deployed to Iraq. Authorities said Brown lived next door to the bar. I'm Haya Pinjwani.
President Trump says he will meet with Russian President Putin next Friday in Alaska to discuss the war in Ukraine.
I think my instinct really tells me that we have a shot at it, okay? And it's got to be solved.
The meeting will not include Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky. President Trump has removed the newly installed IRS commissioner, White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
Billy Long is out as the head of the Internal Revenue Service less than 2 months after his confirmation. During his time in Congress, Long sponsored legislation to get rid of the IRS. He was confirmed despite having no background in tax administration. A White House official said Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent will serve as acting IRS commissioner. Greg Clugston, Washington.
The Texas House of Representatives failed to meet a quorum on Friday for the third time this week as Democratic lawmakers continued their walkout to block a vote on congressional voting maps sought by President Trump in a widening national battle over redistricting. On Wall Street, the Dow and NASDAQ were both up by 207 points. The S&P 500 advanced 49. This is SRN News. Some new findings about Americans who attend church. SRN's Michael Harrington reports.
The poll was conducted by the Hartford Institute for Religion Research, and it reveals that while most congregations offer online services, only about one in four people who regularly attend take advantage of that service. Everybody else seems to want to be there in person. The report also indicates that volunteering and giving have rebounded since the days of the pandemic, with 50% of churchgoers volunteering their time and talents at least once a month. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A growing network of madrasas, Islamic religious schools, are filling the gaps in Afghanistan's fractured education system. While public schools still operate in the country, their reach has been weakened by limited resources, teacher shortages, and decades of conflict. In response, many families now turn to madrasas, which critics say are radicalizing a whole new generation of Afghan young men. This is SRN News. The Trump administration wins an appeal in the high-profile case over immigrant deportation.
A split appeals court panel has tossed out a judge's contempt finding against President Trump's administration in a case over deportations to an El Salvador prison. The decision comes after planes carrying Venezuelan migrants landed at the prison even after U.S. District Judge James Boasberg said in court that they must return to the United States.
That's correspondent John Scott. The administration denied any violation of the judge's order. On social media, Attorney General Pam Bondi called the ruling a major victory. A beloved tourist attraction in western North Carolina's Blue Ridge Mountains will be demolished starting later this month. The Lake Lure Flowering Bridge sustained severe damage from Hurricane Helene last year. More details at SRNnews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters.